Great Scott. It's time for the Geek News with J. Stu and K. Stu.
News team, assemble!
All right, welcome to this week's Geek News. As usual, I'm sitting here in the newsroom with my fellow anchor, K. Stu.
That's me.
And for the first time on the news segment, we have some guests sitting in with us. We have Don. Hey, Ben.
Woo!
We have Ryan.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man. And we have Katie.
Hello.
Hi. We've got some news items and the box office and the geek calendar. So I'm going to get K-Stu to kick things off.
All right. So Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige has revealed that the studio has films planned out until 2021.
Wow.
Feige didn't name any future projects that we didn't already know about. He stated that the studio, that he knows what's at stake in the future of the studio. We know that if Avengers was going to work, the movies had to stand alone. And now we have to prove to the studio that we're more than just these five characters, these five franchises. Coming up next for Marvel Studios is Thor: The Dark World in November. And in 2014, Guardians of the Galaxy and Captain America: The Winter Soldier. Three more release dates have been announced. May 16th, 2016, July 8th, 2016, and May 5th, 2017, but the corresponding films have not been named. Rumored films for those dates are not listed here.
Oh, sorry. Doctor Strange and the Black Panther.
Oh.
Doctor Strange and the Black Panther.
Two separate movies.
Well, first of all, not
a buddy cop team up.
First of all, holy crap, they have planned till 2021.
They got a lot of stuff going on,
at
man.
At least two movies a year. They're already talking Thor 3, and the second one hasn't come out yet.
Thor 3 is fun to say.
Yes. So what do you guys think? Like, who would you like to see in these movies they haven't announced yet?
Doctor Strange. Actually, Wesley Snipes. Bring him back.
They do have the rights to Blade again, and Daredevil.
Yeah.
Ooh, Wesley Snipes is Daredevil?
Oh, yeah. I'd pay to see that.
You know, he did good in Blade, but I don't think he'd be too old to be taking his role in Blade again if they were going to bring Wesley Snipes back.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, he just got out of jail, or he's just getting out of jail.
Could he do, like, a mentor role and train the new Blade?
Maybe.
Well, that.
Yeah, Karate Kid. but, yeah, we also have to have the special hybrid vampire human that he's training.
Yeah.
Oh, because I'm sure no vampire has done it with a human this whole time.
Do you remember the original Dracula where he would try to get any woman he could?
In the Blade world.
In the Blade world, it doesn't happen like that. In the Blade world, they aren't human at all, and they don't bang.
Yeah. Well, Iron Man 4, they're not making, so you can cross that off the list.
Okay.
Is that a given?
Yeah, he's only signed up to do two Avengers movies. Although Mark Wahlberg said this week he wants to take over the role.
You know what? He's a good actor, but there's no one else that can be Iron Man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So,
the only way they could do an Iron Man 4 is following the Pepper Potts storyline.
Or Rhodey.
As Extremis.
They could do a Rhodey movie.
I guess, but
I guess.
Are you going to go see a Rhodey movie, or are you going to go see a Pepper Potts Extremis movie?
I would probably go see either one, knowing me, so.
I could see Mark Wahlberg playing somebody else. I don't know who. I'm just going to lay that out there.
Well, I guess not on that list. There's an Ant-Man movie coming out after Avengers 2.
Dear Simon Pegg, what?
Oh, he was joking.
Okay.
There was a picture he tweeted at the Marvel Studios this week of him standing beside an Ant-Man picture and pointing to it. Turns out he apparently was just pointing to it because his best friend's directing the movie, not because he's playing Ant-Man.
Or maybe that's the ruse to say, hey, maybe he is.
Could be.
Maybe.
I don't know what characters are left that would make a decent movie.
You know what? I don't think that would be a good fit. Just because I don't want to see Shaun of the Dead beat a woman. Although I could see Shaun of the Dead drinking. So it could go either way at that one.
Well, I guess we'll have to find out then what they'll probably announce next year what their unnamed movies are going to be.
Yeah, somebody will leak it.
Oh yeah, can't keep anything a secret anymore. So in Bruce Willis's a dick news, Bruce Willis will not be taking part in The Expendables 3. Willis wanted $4 million for 4 days' work. Stallone actually offered him $3 million, and he turned that down. To which Stallone tweeted, greedy and lazy, a sure formula for career failure.
Ooh,
wow.
72 hours after that, Harrison Ford was hired onto the project. It's been confirmed that Harrison's actually playing an entirely different role in the film, rather than taking over Willis's character, Church. Ford's actually gone on record recently stating he's looking forward to working with Jason Statham and Stallone. I think it's pretty awesome that Harrison Ford's in it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Too bad Bruce Willis isn't coming back, but you were saying he's kind of got a reputation now of working on movies and being an ass to directors.
Which is unfortunate, because he's a good actor.
Yep.
And I think all the chemistry between all the old-timers were...
Oh, he's
worked
great
out
in
well.
The last one.
Yeah.
In other Expendables news, Mel Gibson has been confirmed officially as the villain, and Antonio Banderas has also joined the cast.
Nice.
Huh.
Well, maybe with the role, you know what, with Jean-Claude, how he was actually amazing in Expendables 2.
Yeah, he was actually.
So, I wonder if that will sort of redeem Mel Gibson.
I want to see Mel Gibson and Harrison Ford have a fist fight in this movie. That is my dream.
Well, I think it's funny, though. Like, it just hit me. That Harrison Ford's like, I can't wait to work with Stallone. And I feel bad for everybody else that he didn't name.
Well, I just like the fact that Jackie Chan, like, I think one of the conditions was he needed more of a role, not just like a walk-on. He said, I think that was one of his conditions to be part of it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. Like, just seeing, well, the only thing that's missing, I know you guys don't necessarily like Vin Diesel, but I think he's a pretty good actor. Like, it would have been cool to see that. But who knows? I don't think they're going to stop at Expendables 3.
Okay, I'm with Ryan on this one. I loved him in Iron Giant.
Oh. Cricket.
Is this thing on?
Oh, so bad.
All right.
So, moving on. I want to know if Harrison Ford has seen the Expendables movies.
You would hope he would have watched it.
Let's hear Kath's example. I know where she's going with this.
He's in Anchorman 2. He's never seen Anchorman. So Conan O'Brien was like, did you think you were getting into, like, a documentary-type Anchorman story, and then hijinks ensued? And he's like, I didn't know what was going on. And so hopefully he's seen The Expendables.
I think it's cool that Harrison Ford isn't being as choosy as he used to be with movies.
Yeah. There was a time where he was very picky.
Yeah.
I want to know if any of that has to do with Calista Flockhart going, you know what, lighten up and, like, go make some fun movies, even though she really hasn't done much. But
no. It says here that Jackie Chan isn't in the movie.
What?
This is just updated 12 hours ago. I'm seeing here on the Quizzer. It says Jackie Chan's name was nowhere to be found on the cast list recently unveiled by Expendables 3 producer Boaz Davidson.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Cage and Jovovich were both also absent from the roster.
Which character was that?
Nicolas Cage. And...
Oh no, I didn't hear
yeah,
that.
He's not doing it for sure. He said.
Well, I didn't think Nicolas Cage was.
Let's see what else?
There's been all sorts of rumors.
Oh, Steven Seagal. It says an actor who seems determined to stay in the straight to video world isn't included on the list either. Oh, Inquisitor.
Oh, Steven Seagal.
I'm surprised that Jackie Chan, because I haven't checked recently, but...
Yeah, like, I was just Googling it, and just the first thing popped up.
Hmm.
Oh, Jackie, I miss you.
He was in the tuxedo.
I was about to say, he should do a tuxedo, too.
Saw it in the theater, didn't we?
Yes, we did. I was going to say, it was the only Jackie Chan movie I've seen in the theater, but I saw Shanghai Nights and Shanghai Noon.
Yeah, we saw both of them together.
Yep.
Was Owen Wilson?
Yep.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
All right, moving along. What do you got next for us, Casey?
Well, it was announced at the Disney D23 Expo last weekend that Tom Hiddleston will voice a young Captain Hook in the direct-to-video Tinkerbell sequel, The Pirate Fairy. Christina Hendricks from Mad Men will voice a misunderstood fairy named Zarina. This will be the sixth installment of Tinkerbell's adventures and the first to tie into characters from Peter Pan.
So Loki is Captain Hook.
Yeah. Diana watched the Tinkerbell movies, the first couple of them, and yeah, there was no tie-in to Peter Pan at all.
I watched some of them with her. The animation is well done in these things.
But it's all about fairyland.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if you have to redo the recording on that. I giggled a little bit when you said the name.
Well, yeah, right. The Pirate Fairy.
Yeah, I was like...
Tom Hiddleston as the Pirate Fairy. No. But Christina Hendricks...
is gorgeous.
And is doing the voice. Mm-hmm. Not best known for her voice acting, I would say.
She's done Lois Lane, didn't she? One of DC's movies?
I think so.
Yeah. Not All-Star. Was it All-Star Superman?
It was either All-Star or versus the...
The Elite versus the Elite.
Yeah. She was one of those two.
Okay, I guess the Disney D23 thing was disappointing. They were making all sorts of there's going to be a major Star Wars announcement at this thing. And the guy walked out on stage and flat out said, "I have no Star Wars news to give you."
This should be major news. The news is, I have no news.
Well, that just goes to show you, like, how the rumor mill and fandom goes crazy. Because everybody said, oh, the newest Doctor is going to be announced at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, never was.
No.
But you got to think about it. It's at least 2 years away for this movie. Why would they have any news about it?
We are making the movie. It is official.
we bought Star Wars.
We are actually going to be filming it on Earth, not in outer space. That is all I can say.
I just want confirmation that the original guys are going to show up in it. Because it's getting a little annoying reading about the stories where they aren't allowed to talk about it, and then Carrie Fisher one day will be, yep, I'm in it, and the next day, nope, I'm not in it.
Yeah.
I heard they spent like a whole bunch of money on personal trainers for it.
Yeah.
Like a buttload of money.
Well, yeah, if you've seen recent pictures of Mark Hamill, he can't be a Jedi Master looking like that.
Well...
Luke, be a Jedi tonight. Yeah.
Do you use the for forks. And all the other
fuckers. I think he could. I mean, if there's a new council, all he has to do is sit down.
Well, see, Rich wears the big cloak over his gut, I guess.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, nobody will notice.
While we're talking Star Wars, there was a couple rumors this week that the Emperor was going to be a Force ghost in the new movie.
Really?
Yeah. Because why should Jedi be the only ones that have Force ghosts? And then the other rumor was Ewan McGregor was going to play the Obi-Wan Kenobi Force ghost. Because obviously they can't get Alec Guinness to do it.
Clearly.
He's too good for it.
Yeah.
He's too good for it. Well, wasn't there a thing about that? Like when Qui-Gon actually did it, he had to be completely at peace?
Yeah, it was. They didn't show it. He just talked about it.
Yeah, they talked about that he had to be completely at peace in order to do it. Some of that, and he was. He was meditating. Some of that. I'm pretty sure being thrown down a gigantic tube to your death and exploding doesn't bring the most peace. It brings pieces.
I would just like to see a new villain, if anything.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he'd be the main villain. That's just.
Well, in the expanded universe, he comes back as a clone.
It starts to turn Luke over to the dark side too.
Yeah. I want to see
the movie of Luke turning to the dark side.
Not only that, but the Solo kids, because the one Solo kid in the expanded universe became the new Darth, and nobody could stop him. So the only person that could stop him was himself. So he killed himself after he did his plans.
Oh, I didn't read that one.
Wow. Is it just me, or anytime anybody talks about Hope Solo, do you automatically think of Han Solo, and like, oh, is that their kid's name? No, wait. No, you're just a race car driver?
Well, I'll Google that, because apparently, according to Google, Hope Solo is hot. It's a soccer goalkeeper for me.
Soccer goal.
Oh, okay.
Right. And anytime I hear her name, I automatically think of, like, the whole canon of Star Wars and their kids, and I'm like, no, that's not her.
That's her.
She's a thumbs up.
Let's see.
Let me see.
Ryan would like to see the Hope Solo.
Oh, okay. A little bit of an Olivia Munn look to her.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
You mean hot? Yeah.
I can see Lucy Lawless in her.
I like that you squinted and looked closer. I can see her. She's right there.
She's right in front of my face.
Left nostril. Left nostril. Lucy Lawless right there.
All right, let's take a break. We got some more news to get to. We'll be right back.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Welcome back to the Geek News this week. K-Stu and I are lucky to have some guests in the studio with us this week, Don and Ryan and Katie.
Hey.
Yay.
And I'll go on to my next news item, and it's probably going to be the most important news you will ever hear.
No.
Well, I think so. The sequel to Sharknado has a name now.
Oh, good God.
Sharknado 2, the second one.
Are you serious?
Yep.
It really leaves nothing to the imagination.
Yep. The title was chosen after reviewing more than 5,000 Twitter submissions in a campaign that the Sci-Fi Channel has been running since mid-July. Among the rejected titles were Sharknado 2, The Great White Way, and Sharknado 2, The Sharkening.
The Sharkening.
Okay, was that legit or was that just a joke right now?
That's legit. That's legit.
Okay, that's amazing.
An option.
But, okay. The Sharkening is amazing, but the second one is just hilarious.
When Kate was on here reviewing Sharknado with us, didn't she use as a verb that they were sharking?
Yeah.
They were sharking.
She did. There was also, body movements. They were sharking. But, yeah.
Did you guys get to see Sharknado?
No.
Honestly, this is a true story. I downloaded it and deleted it, 3 seconds later. I wish my bed would just delete the movie.
You gotta see it.
You missed the glory of Ian Ziering with a chainsaw.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You have to see this movie.
Oh, it's on the trailer. It was pretty glorious. Was like,
no, it gets better.
It does?
Oh, yeah. Not really. You have to see
this
movie.
It's fun to make fun of.
Oh, my gosh.
When the people at conventions were wearing, did you see the one where the chick was wearing, the tornado with the sharks coming out of
the... Oh, the picture that I posted?
Yeah,
on
our
review?
Facebook. Yeah. Or whatever.
Oh, Ryan.
Oh, okay. If you look up the Sharknado sequel on Google, you get Sharknado has a name. Then it's Sharknado sequel, title revealed, and it's pretty lame. And then every other one is Sharknado sequel gets a name, and it's perfect.
It is perfect. I love it. When does that come out?
Next July.
Oh, they should get it up by Christmas.
Well, the DVD of the first one comes out in September, so you guys can catch up real quick.
I'll just download it again and delete it.
I know what I'm getting
done. You know
done
what? It's
Christmas
so bad, it's
day.
Good.
I think it's a lot more cost-effective for me to download it and delete it rather than buy it and then throw it out immediately. Although, I do need a coaster.
Happy birthday, Don Fraser. Enjoy your Sharknado.
$3.
Oh, man. What's next?
They could get the next one out by Christmas. They're just being jerks about this.
Oh, yeah.
It only took a week to make the first one. I mean, come on.
18 days.
No, sorry, 2 weeks. Almost 3.
That's probably why he dropped out of Niagara Falls Comic Con, because he was making Sharknado. He had a very good reason.
Actually, he was... he went to work for the Chippendales. That's why he dropped out of Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Really?
Yeah, Google one. There's pictures.
Or don't. Don't. Save yourself the...
It's my bandwidth. Go nuts.
I'm not going to do that.
Download Sharknado while you're here.
Unless it's an incognito window.
Download Sharknado while you're here on my internets. So, Kevin Smith has revealed that he is planning to make a horror movie based on a classified listing. The movie is called Tusk and will go into production in September. The film is inspired by an online ad from a Brighton homeowner offering free rent to anyone who dressed up as a walrus for 2 hours a day. Smith began developing the script for Tusk with his producer, Scott Mosier, after the pair mentioned it in their podcast in June. Quentin Tarantino and Michael Parks, the star of Smith's Red State, are being lined up for roles in Tusk. Clerks 3 was originally going to be Smith's final film. While waiting for the Weinstein Company to work out the Clerks 3 budget, which will determine whether the project will be shot in Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, or Atlanta. I started thinking, I'm not going to wait, I'm just going to go create something else, Smith said, and I'm just going to write something to take my mind off things. He's hoping to complete Tusk in time to complete at the Sundance Film Festival next year.
How insane does this movie sound?
Seems awkward.
So, it says that it's inspired by an online ad?
Yeah.
Like, it was real?
It was real. And the funny thing is, I guess he checked on it, like, a little while later, and someone had actually agreed to do that. Dressed like a walrus for a couple hours a day.
For free rent?
And eat fish. Have the guy throw him fish. And
okay, did they say where the one ad was from?
Like, it said Brighton, which England. I believe is in England.
Oh, yeah. Okay, because, like, Katie has a walrus head costume in her garage. And I'm like,
Things you didn't know about Katie.
What are you not telling me?
Well, it says Brighton, which I think is in England, but it's also a suburb of Rochester, so maybe that's where it was.
Actually, I can see either of those happening.
See?
So I guess it's a horror movie, and he's going to...
Well, that's where I want to see where the horror part is coming in, because right now it's just
apparently it's like a... I can't remember the... What was that horrible movie about the...
Sharknado.
The three people that were sewn together...
Oh,
human centipede?
Yeah, it's going to be like that, where apparently a guy sews someone into, like, whale blubber or something.
Well, that's just ripping off a concept.
You can't sew blubber.
But, Quentin Tarantino might star in this movie.
I'm not going to lie.
As one of the guys, I don't know whether he's going to be the guy in the suit or the guy with the ad.
I can see him being either.
This story just kept getting weirder as I was reading. I'm like, make it stop!
It's a real
stop
thing.
Stop saying words!
And all because the Weinsteins haven't greenlit a Clerks 3 budget. So he just wanted to write to take his mind off things.
Well, you get your inspiration to funny places.
That's just weird.
Yeah.
They couldn't go after that guy who put a German ad about wanting to eat people. And it was answered.
That
was
one,
like, yeah, sure you can eat me.
That one was too literal.
Yeah.
We can see where the horror is coming on that one.
That was too legit.
All right. Well, I have casting news. I know I can't follow up that story.
No, really?
Stargate SG-1 actress Terrell Ruthery, who played Dr. Janet Fraser.
Woo! Fraser.
And she was the real estate agent in Smallville.
Yes.
Oh, I thought I saw her somewhere.
Well, Don's going to appreciate this casting, I think. She's been cast for the show Arrow for a multi-part arc in season 2 of the show. It's been confirmed that her character is Jean Loring, best known in the comics for being the ex-wife of Ray Palmer, the Atom. Loring will make her premiere in episode 3. Loring is being described as a savvy attorney from the DC Comics universe who would do anything for her clients. Jean makes her way onto Arrow as a longtime friend and legal counsel to Moira Queen, who is on trial for her role in the destruction of the Glades. So, I know we're getting a Flash on there this season. You think we're going to get an Atom?
Maybe.
And don't forget, spoilers if you haven't read this series from 7 or 8 years ago, she was in Brad Meltzer's Identity Crisis. She was the one that killed the Elongated Man's wife.
Yeah, in the most brutal way possible.
Yeah.
Was she the one that got raped, or...?
No, that was the Elongated Man's wife.
Okay.
Yeah, and they Dr. Light. It was really... I'm not even going to say this. This is completely off topic, but maybe Eclipso? Because she became an Eclipso when
she did,
killed,
yeah.
Because right? that'd be pretty funny if she's willing to do anything for her clients...
Oh, yeah.
It involves killing.
I never thought of that.
She goes to jail. There's a diamond in there. I don't know what that means.
Well, I mean,
that was so Hollywood producer of you, I'm not even going to lie.
I don't know why I'm making minimum wage.
I know Ryan is watching Arrow, and this will give him a chance to learn some more about some of the DC universe.
Yeah, no, I mean, when you told me about Arrow, we almost had a chance to remember last year to actually sit in.
Oh, yeah.
But that didn't go well.
I'm bummed.
But yeah, no, it's a good series.
And you guys knew The Flash was going to be on this season?
That I didn't know.
Actually, I did not know that.
Oh, well, we reported last week they're casting Barry Allen for 3 or 4 episodes. He's a scientist that comes to town to investigate his mother's death. And in his final appearance, he's going to don the red suit of The Flash. And they're going to call him The Flash. They're not going to call him like the Vigilante or anything like that.
Oh, really?
The Fast Man.
If it goes well, they want to spin it off into his own show.
Oh,
that would be cool. Now, do you think they're going to take the aspect of like his abilities, because they've not really done that?
Good point, because they're trying to keep Arrow in the real world as much as they can. They haven't had any superpowers on there yet.
He's more of a Jay Garrick type fast runner.
Yeah,
he's like Usain Bolt.
He's just an Olympian. No worries.
Oh, well. I think K-Stu has another story.
I do. And this one has to do with Phineas and Ferb. So, Jeff Swampy Marsh and Dan Povenmire.
Can I just interrupt you right now? Swampy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's his name. that's his nickname. They're the creators of Phineas and Ferb, and they gave some details about the planned Phineas and Ferb Star Wars mashup, which will air in 2014. And I'm just going to interrupt right here. Why do I have to wait a year?
Because you just got the Marvel mashup this weekend.
Why do I have to wait a year? All of the plot of A New Hope happens exactly the way it did, but we find out that Phineas and Ferb are Luke's neighbors on Tatooine and become embroiled in the adventure. Our story all takes place as if you had a slightly wider shot, you could see our characters, or if you just waited around 5 minutes after this Star Wars storyline, our characters would pass through, which was really fun to do. I am so excited for this, because the Marvel one was amazing.
I've never seen Phineas and Ferb.
You would love it.
Really?
Not gonna lie. You don't even need a kid. You can just watch it on your own.
Next, my good friend Jamie, he watches it all the time. So I guess that's just a given.
I watch it with Diana, and Diana's not as interested in it as I am. I get
same
like,
with Kim and her daughter too.
Yeah, I get way into that's it. Funny. And Diana's like, we have to watch another one. I'm like, yeah, we do. So. She was interested in the Marvel one, though.
Yeah, they teamed up with Iron Man, the Hulk, Thor, and Spider-Man. Just aired on the weekend, actually.
I just want to carry a hammer for no reason at all. They ended up with their powers. It was kind of funny.
Okay, well, speaking of Thor, I had some Thor 2 news here.
I'm Thor!
Thor 2 director Alan Taylor has decided to make Loki a bigger part of his movie. He went on to say, we're shooting some things this week, and he's talking about the rumored Thor 2 reshoots. Anthony Hopkins is back in town. We're going to be getting some stuff from him. We're doing full scenes that were not in the movie before. We're adding scenes, creating scenes, and writing scenes for the first time. Director went on to say that the real reason for the shoot is to add more Loki. We realized how well Loki was working in the movie, and we wanted to do more with him, he explained. It was like, we could jam this in here because he's such a wonderful guy to watch do his stuff. Taylor confirmed that the reshoots shouldn't be taken as a sign of trouble. The extra scenes will be used to enhance the movie and connect certain parts better. I know Kathy likes the Loki.
I do.
So that's good news for you.
I do like the Loki.
Did you guys see the new trailer for Thor 2?
I did, yeah. It looks pretty awesome.
It definitely looks better than the first one.
Yep. It does look interesting. Christopher Eccleston is the villain in this.
He wears a sweet leather jacket.
And says fantastic a lot.
Fantastic.
I was looking for him in the trailer. I didn't see him.
I like that they're, again, mentioning the events of the Avengers, but not really dwelling on it. Like Iron Man 3 as well.
Yeah. They didn't really dwell on that. They
mentioned it a few times.
He has, like, PTSD from it.
Yeah.
PTSD from it.
But in the trailer, Natalie Portman slugs Loki and goes, "That's for New York." By the way, do you think she'll be pissed off that Thor did not visit her when they were fighting the aliens in New York?
That might have been what she meant by that's for New York. We're all thinking it's because of the destruction. She's taking it personally, like, you were here and you didn't call.
Yeah. They showed her picture.
I'm a chick. I've had that rage. It looks like I recognize it.
It looks like she gets it from Europe somewhere, though. So, she's not going to be like, you know, guys, I know they're destroying this area, but I'll be right back. I just gotta see about a girl. You know, and just leave.
I gotta see about a girl.
Well, it's coming out in November, and it looks cool. So, we're going to take another break. When we come back, Kath's got the box office, and it's a good thing we didn't do our weekly predictions, because we never would have gotten it this week.
Nope.
So, we'll be right back with the box office.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Kristen Hunter is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Kristen is a geek at heart, and most of her creations are nerd-themed. She makes everything from Captain America earrings to video game-inspired necklaces and everything else in between. Check out Kristen's amazing work at www.wasabeads.com or visit her Facebook group, Wasabeads Custom Creations.
All right, welcome back to this week's Geek News. We're joined in the studio with Don and Katie.
Woo!
And Ryan had to split. He's on assignment. He's covering some sort of Firefly extravaganza.
No.
No, he wishes. But I believe you have the box office.
I do.
And it's not what I was expecting.
Nope.
Well, let us know. What? By the way, is this one of those special box offices that you usually find?
It is not the top 120 movies. I'm sorry.
Okay. What do you have for us, though?
So, it number one this week, The Butler.
Yeah, what the hell?
Well, Oprah is very powerful. So, Forrest Whitaker, Oprah, John Cusack as Richard Nixon.
All right.
Jane Fonda as Nancy Reagan.
She kind of looks like her, doesn't she?
A little bit. David Banner.
From The Hulk?
No, it's another dude. Can you believe that? Mariah Carey.
Really?
Yep. Vanessa
Redgrave.
And this
was the number one movie.
Clarence Williams 3.
From the Mod Squad?
Yep. So this was the number one movie this week. There's been a lot of Oscar talk about it. Terrence Howard. You may know him as Roadie number one.
Chancellor Valora?
No. Terrence Howard. Roadie from Iron
Man
1.
Oh, Terrence Howard. I'm thinking Terrence Stamp.
Cuba Gooding Jr. Lenny Kravitz.
What?
Robin Williams is Dwight D. Eisenhower.
I've never heard of this movie. That's funnier than the Kevin Hart comic movie that was in the top there.
James Marsden is John F. Kennedy.
Cyclops?
Minka Kelly is Jacqueline Kennedy.
Let's interrupt you right now. Is this a movie you guys would ever go see?
Yeah.
No. Sure. I'd probably be dragged there, but
kicking
I would not.
Kicking and screaming?
Kicking and screaming.
Liev Schreiber is Lyndon B. Johnson.
Sabretooth?
Yeah. Nelson Ellis is Martin Luther King Jr.
The guy from True Blood?
Yeah.
Lafayette?
Yeah.
Why is this movie number one?
Alan Rickman is Ronald Reagan.
Hans Gruber is Reagan?
So, I think we found out why this movie's number one.
Oh, now I'm the president.
Now I have your Star Wars. So, yeah, there's been a lot of Oscar talk about this movie.
Okay.
Pretty much the life of the butler in the White House, obviously, over the years.
Okay, that's interesting.
And he's trained the other butlers, etc. And I believe Oprah plays Mrs. Butler.
How much did this thing take in?
$25 million this week.
Get the hell out of here.
And I don't know what the overall... Liam Neeson was considered to play Lyndon B. Johnson, but Liev Schreiber was cast instead. I don't know what the actual budget for the movie is,
really?
But yeah, $25 million this week. Yeah. And like I said, a lot of Oscar buzz for this movie.
Usually, an Oscar talk movie is not number one, though. I mean, that's weird.
Usually an Oscar buzz movie doesn't come out in August.
Yeah.
Usually, those come out in December.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Good on you, Butler.
So you know, last week. We wouldn't even have had that in our top five if we were doing the prediction. Or the Cod 10.
These aren't comic movies.
It's Cutley and Schreiber in it, though. And Cyclops.
We usually look at what movies are coming out in the next week, and then we'll try and figure out if it's going to be number one or...
Now, that said, We're the Millers is at number two.
Okay.
I believe last week it was at, like, number four or something. So that's actually moved up.
I want to see that one.
I do, too. That made $17.8 million this week.
Cool.
Elysium at number three.
Want to see that.
That one looks good, but yeah. I'm kind of like, oh, I'll see it when it comes out on video.
It's by the same director that did District Number 9.
Yeah, I love District 9.
Which we liked, yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy in District 9 is in Elysium 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlton Copley. He's got the hardest
name. Or Murdoch from the A-Team, if you will.
Just call him Murdoch.
So Elysium at number three. Number four, Kick-Ass 2.
That's shocking to me.
$13.6 million this week. It's shocking to you because you wanted to see it so bad, but I guess nobody else
did. And it was great.
It was awesome. We will have a different show where we review it.
Yeah.
But, oh my god, I love this movie. I might have loved it more than number one, just maybe saying that.
I liked it more than Man of Steel. Let me put that up.
Stayed awake for it. Planes at number five. Sorry, I'm questioning this because it doesn't have the numbers on it anymore. Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters at number six. Jobs at number seven. Don got me numbers.
You're welcome.
Two Guns at number eight. The Smurfs 2 at number nine. And The Wolverine at number 10.
Oh, man, like in 2 weeks, that dropped from 1 to 10.
Don's has numbers, and it goes further down, so I want to see how far it goes.
She's found some amazing top 125 movie list.
It goes so far down that there's no more numbers listed.
Yeah, like it stopped numbering them.
And she'll find, like, number 125 made $100 this week.
One doesn't go down far enough.
Inshallah. $3,000.
Yeah, see how, like, this movie made $3,000? Inch Allah in U.S. only made $3,000. I have found the list go on to, it's like, $452.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, like, usually Monday night, late-ish, is when you can get it to go all the way down to every movie that's ever played.
That's awesome.
Although, Sharknado was released in theaters, and I never did find it on the list.
It was?
For like one night only or something.
I don't want to attempt to predict next week now that this Butler movie came out of nowhere.
Well, do you know what it is? I'll look at the name, and it's not just The Butler, it's Lee Daniels, The Butler.
By any name, Oscar hopeful Lee Daniels, The Butler, was the standout champ at the North American box office this weekend, surpassing projections with a 3-day debut estimating at $25 million. But I guess there was like a whole thing about adding the Lee Daniels part to it, which gave it more credit.
Yeah, you know it's fancy when it has Lee Daniels.
If it said Anthony Daniels, I might have gone to it.
Oh, C-3PO as the butler? Oh, come on! That's a movie I want to see! Oh,
get your script pages going there, honey.
And I have my friend Don, the Hollywood producer, to pitch it for me.
I got this. I'll go sit in the couch and just go, you know what? Here's what I'm thinking. Butler movie. Get a bunch of people to do this.
BoxOfficeMojo.com, their headline is, Kick-Ass gets butt-kicked by the butler this weekend.
That's good.
No amount of toplessness will help him.
Kick-Ass 2 was so good.
I think there's no hope for Kick-Ass 3 now.
The playlist, their headline is Box Office, Kick-Ass 2 gets served by Lee Daniels, the butler. I like that nobody's really saying, hey, there was another movie in there too. Like, the Millers helped Kick-Ass's ass.
The Millers did some, and Elysium. Elysium did some good too. It's been up for a while. FYI, guys.
Yes?
Oh, okay, oh, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Okay. Box Office Disaster, EW.com is reporting, Harrison Ford's Paranoia has the worst debut of 2013, and his career.
Where was that? You didn't even mention that.
No! Where's the rest of your list?
I forgot about that
there it
movie.
Is, right there. 13.
Wow.
13th.
Oh, not only is that Harrison Ford, that's Gary Oldman as well.
Yeah. Liam Hemsworth, Gary Oldman, and Harrison Ford have starred in some of the biggest blockbusters of all time. But the trio of actors couldn't lift the $40 million thriller, Paranoia, yeah, which you may not have realized opened in 2,459 theaters on Friday, out of the box office doldrums. Paranoia bombed badly. The film earned just $3.5 million in its first 3 days. Yeah.
So that's the worst debut of Harrison Ford's career?
Yeah.
I didn't even see any commercials about it.
He was on the talk shows this week, and I'm like, why is he on the talk shows?
He's been on the talk shows. Liam Hemsworth.
Sawyer from Lost is in it, too.
Yeah. Amber Heard.
Not only is it the worst debut of 2013 for a movie opening in more than 2,000 theaters, stealing the inauspicious title from Tyler Perry Presents Peoples, it's the worst wide opening weekend of Ford's entire career.
Wow.
Han Solo can usually do better than 13th place, is exactly what this article is saying.
Don't worry, Tyler Perry, you can take that back, no problem. I believe in you.
That's terrible.
Oh. The film currently has a 2% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
And polled crowds stamped it with an awful C+ cinema score grade. Ads for the film were confusing, and despite their effort to explain the storyline, made the film look a little more than a jumbled mess of corporate conspiracy. Sorry, I couldn't do
that. Huh.
So, like real life.
And he looks weird.
And he has
too.
No hair.
He's bald with big, gigantic turtle glasses.
He explained... Yeah, he looks like the turtle guy from Master of Disguise. He explained that he chose this look because he had already cut his hairline, like, back for 42, and it hadn't grown in yet. So rather than have 42 hair again, he just shaved it all off. He currently has his hair back. So it did come back.
Okay, I've got a good reason. I didn't see any commercials about it.
I don't watch TV.
I don't watch TV. I have Netflix, no cable. I have internet. If there was more internet ads about it, maybe I would have went to see it. Although I do check out apple.com/trailers. Like that's where I go for my trailers.
I don't think I've even seen a trailer for that one.
Yeah.
I know I fast forward through all the commercials when I do watch TV, and then we'll rewind if I notice something, but
I'm really behind. Like literally I'm taking a look at the trailers thing now and there's one for Riddick. There's two trailers available. So I don't blame this movie for me not seeing the trailer now. Clearly it's me, not you.
No, I blame this movie.
Wow.
As does everybody else who didn't see it.
He's my favorite actor, and I didn't know that was out.
I forgot that movie was coming out, because we have watched him on the talk shows.
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Whoop.
And that's your box office.
Cool. Want to hear this week's Geek Birthdays?
Okay.
All right, so on Monday, August the 19th, we have Jonathan Frakes from Star Trek The Next Generation. We also have Matthew Glaive. Do you know who that is?
No.
He's Ghoulia from The Wedding Singer.
Yes, he is. He's also in Stargate.
Yeah, he was a colonel on Stargate SG-1.
SG-1.
And quite possibly also that day, the greatest actor of our generation, Ahmed Best. Do you know who that is?
No.
I do.
Want an enlightener?
No.
Jar Jar Binks.
He's Googling
it. He's Jar Jar Binks.
He Googled Matthew Glaive.
Well, he's Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks' birthday.
I'm at best. Oh, it's Jar Jar Binks. So let's just ignore that one.
Yeah. Also, someone from your list. Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Matthew Perry.
And our
you may know him as Chandler Bong.
And also Uncle Jesse. Not Denver Pyle. John Stamos. On Tuesday, we have Amy Adams, who played Lois Lane in Man of Steel. We have Doctor Who number 7, Sylvester McCoy. We have Jonathan Kee Kwan, who played Short Round in Temple of Doom.
Oh, you call him Dr. Jones.
Yep.
Your time for love, Dr. Jones.
Shorty Chow Chi. And Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield. Wednesday, we have from Heroes, Hayden Panettiere. Thursday, we have one of your childhood idols, Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley. She was Shirley.
Thank you.
And Kristen Wiig, who Shirley. Lived in Rochester, like you did.
Yes, Kristen Wiig lived in Rochester?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't know her, though.
Oh. Unfortunate for you.
I know, right?
August 23rd. Not only is it my sister's birthday, happy birthday, Sue, She shares a birthday with Shelley Long, my first wife. I had a dream I was married to Shelley Long. I don't know why. Darth Maul, Ray Park. Scott Kahn, who plays Dano on Hawaii Five-0. Rick Springfield and Richard Saunders, who played Les Nessman on WKRP.
Les Nessman.
So, Sue, you share your birthday with those fine, fine actors. August 24th, a couple people who aren't on your list, but you would probably think they should be, Sean Connery.
Oh.
And Alexander Skarsgård.
Oh. Yes.
And lastly, on Sunday, August 25th, Captain Kirk, Chris Pine, and Melissa McCarthy.
I love Melissa.
Happy birthday to everybody.
Those are your geek birthdays this week. When we come back, we will have the geek calendar where we tell you what to read and watch and purchase this week. So stay tuned.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Face front, true believers. John Ballmer is an independent artist and illustrator. He has contributed to several indie comics published by Alterna Comics and more, and is able to draw in many styles and genres. John also does commission work in sizes ranging from 3 by 5 inches to 11 by 17 inches and even larger. Add some original art to your personal collection or surprise someone with a drawing just for them. Check out his work at drawnbyjohn.com and his Facebook group, Drawn by John, The Art of John J.C. Ballmer.
Welcome back to the newsroom, the geek news for this week. Sitting here with us, we have Don and Katie.
Yay.
First time we've had people in the news. It's pretty good. It feels good.
Doing the news in front of an audience.
Yay.
I prefer to be in the news and not part of the news. Don Fraser arrested lately.
Lately.
Again.
All right, well, K-Stu has for us this week's geek calendar, so take it away, K-Stu.
Yeah, I do.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yep,
the
so...
The pea is neither a pea or a nut.
It's a legume. August 19th, Monday, Under the Dome, Episode 9. Barbie and Big Jim realize their lives are more intertwined than they knew when a mysterious woman makes an appearance in Chester's Mill. How? How are people showing up in the dome?
Are you guys watching Under the Dome?
I read the book. I haven't had an opportunity to watch Under the Dome. I've heard it's amazing, though.
Good show, actually.
And there's going to be a season 2.
What? This is a book. People realize this, right?
And then you close the cover, and it's done.
It's over. Oh, look, everybody... Whatever happened in the book. Yeah.
And, Big Jim is played by Walter White's brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's a decent show, actually.
Yeah. So anyway, Tuesday, August 20th, new on Blu-ray and DVD, Star Trek Enterprise Season 2 on Blu-ray. Revenge, the complete second season. Finally, I can catch up.
We're only 12 episodes behind.
Go rent it and then catch up with the other ones we have on the DVR and then we'll be good.
There you go.
And then Epic, the movie.
Cartoon.
I'm not just like throwing out words. The actual Blood. Movie, Epic. Awesome. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures, the animated series.
Didn't even know that existed.
Finally.
I've never seen it.
From when we were kids?
You don't remember that?
No, I don't, actually.
I remember that.
Oh, I remember that.
Was it their voices?
No. Okay. I don't think so.
Probably not, eh? Probably.
And it was that style of animation like the Magic School Bus.
Oh, okay.
Like that kind of look to it.
Did they have Death and all those guys in it, too?
I don't think Death was in it. It was a Saturday morning
nice
cartoon.
Kids, huh?
Mom, can I have some Fruit Loops? Death's almost on.
Definitely.
And then Rapture Palooza with Anna Kendrick and Craig Robinson.
Oh, I love me some Anna Kendrick.
Oh, she's cute.
I love me some Craig Robinson.
It was
another
End of the World movie. I think Craig Robinson was the devil. We'd seen a trailer once. I don't think it even came out in theaters around here.
Must see this movie.
And the guy that Anna Kendrick is married to is the Freaks and Geeks kid who was also in Waiting.
Oh, okay. All right, I can't remember his name, but yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay. And then Wednesday, August 21st, we got some new comics coming out.
All right, so let's go through the list, shall we? So we have Avengers 18, Batman and Robin 23, Don, where it states, Could Batman have saved Damian's life after all?
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, that's actually called Batman and Nightwing, everybody. Just FYI. So if you're not reading the wrong issue. But
well, it does say guest starring Nightwing here. Yeah.
But yeah, that actually be exciting. Can he save him? Can he not? It's a thriller.
we have Superior Spider-Man 16. Love that series. Daredevil issue 30, where he fights the Silver Surfer. That seems like not a fair fight.
I don't know. I think he's got it. Blind guy versus omnipotent universe-powered being. He's got it.
Sure. X-Men 4 starring the X-Women. Let's see. Indestructible Hulk number 12, Agent of Time part 2. There's dinosaurs in it. I know Kath will enjoy that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really like dinosaurs either.
Digging it.
Superman Unchained 3. Issue 2 I thought was better than issue 1. Batwoman 23. Wonder Woman 23. One for the Kid, Nova number 7. You reading Nova at all?
I am, actually.
That's a nice little read.
I was doing a show. Deadpool's writer's leaving. He's going to Nova.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what it was.
Cool.
FYI, guys, just tossing it out there. All right.
Thank you, Don Fraser.
Back to the news.
Red Hood and the Outlaws 23. Roy Harper lives up to the name Arsenal.
That last shot of him with all those guns, yeah.
With his trucker hat.
Yeah.
Adventure Time 19. Batman Beyond Universe, issue number 1.
I was looking at the preview for that, and for everybody out there, it looks to be a sort of like a crossover. They have Batman in there, plus Justice League, like multiple stories.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're into that sort of thing, yeah.
Cool.
We have Fables number 132. Man, I'm so behind.
You gotta catch up.
Green Lantern New Guardians number 23. Revival number 13 from Image Comics. Trinity of Sin, Pandora number 3. Batman 66 number 2. I'm looking forward to that
one. Did you read the first issue of that?
I did, actually.
It was kind of funny, actually.
It's really campy. I love it.
Yeah.
It's so campy.
Dexter number 2 from Marvel.
You want a comic about a serial killer? It's all good.
With RoboCop's in it.
Punisher.
That's right. All right.
Ultimate Comics Ultimates number 29.
Oh, it's 20 seconds in the life of Quicksilver. Why is he so popular all of a sudden?
I think he's in the comics now because he's in the movies now.
Yeah, they're trying
in two movies.
They're trying to build that up. What else? Bloodshot number 0.
Let me some Bloodshot.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 25. Heroes and the Masters of the Universe number 5, which I'm hearing good things about.
And now they're teaming up with the Justice League.
There you go. So. Judge Dredd number 10.
My favorite.
Justice League of America's Vibe number 7. Morbius the Living Vampire number 8, part 1 of 2. My Little Pony Friendship is Magic number 10 for Diana. Uncanny number 3, professional thief for hire Weaver is introduced to the mysterious arms dealer Deacon Styles. And X-Factor number 261.
By the way, also starring Quicksilver. I hate Quicksilver.
Do you have any books with Quicksilver?
Excuse me, I have to fill up my collection. Do you have anything with Quicksilver in it? Anything else?
Who's requesting that?
Do you have anything without Quicksilver?
Legion of Superheroes 23, which is the final issue. Do you read that one?
I do. It's hard to get into. You really need to buckle down and read that one. But I can see why it's being canceled.
Okay.
I don't know if I should pick up Lobster Johnson, Scent of Lotus number 2. I didn't read number 1 of There's Lobster Johnson.
An army of gun-blazing monkeys?
I've been called that before. but I had crabs at the time. Good night, everybody.
Regular show number 3.
We're going to hope to interview the artist of Sorry, I'm way ahead of you. Regular show number 3. Down the list, we have Bravest Warriors 11, which we're hoping to interview the artist of that next week.
Creepy Comics number 13. I just like the title.
Starring Ryan McNabb.
Doctor Who Prisoner of Time number 8.
Starring Doctor number 8, the Fox movie Doctor.
Oh, there you go.
I just love the title of this.
Miniature Jesus number 5.
Well then,
Number Cruncher number 2,
and My Little Pony micro series number 7, Cutie Mark Crusaders.
And by the way, there is nothing worse than a mathematician in love.
That would be Number Cruncher, not My Little Pony.
Number
Sorry,
Cruncher. Yeah,
Number Cruncher.
Yes,
the Number Cruncher pony's adorable. Her cutie mark is just a bunch of numbers.
Oh, Orphans number 1, as written by actor Peter Facinelli from the Twilight Saga.
Wow,
was he not married to Jenny Garth?
See, yeah. And I don't like Peter Facinelli from the Twilight Saga. I like Peter Facinelli from Nurse Jackie. So, if that character could write a comic book instead, that'd be great.
Well done.
The Rocketeer and the Spirit, Pulp Friction, number 2. That sounds like a dirty movie.
It does.
Friction.
Arrow number 10. Bad Kids Go to Hell 2, number 2. Bad Kids Go to Hell 2, number 3.
Right. Casper Scare School, number 3. Now, when you read every comic, Don, would you be reading Casper Scare School as well?
I have no life. You can ask Katie, so I would.
I recommend picking this one up because it's picture day at Scare School, and Casper is determined to look his very best.
It's not like he can put on a suit and tie.
He's got to comb his ectoplasm.
Can he form it into a big Don Fraser beard? That is the question.
Oh, Casper with a beard. I would read that.
Yeah, that's what Casper's missing.
I would read that
hair.
So hard.
Green Hornet, Legacy number 40. I think I stopped reading that shortly after Kevin Smith left.
Yeah.
No desire for that one, but it might be good.
Hellraiser, The Dark Watch number 7.
Ooh.
Kiss Kids number 1.
You know what's scary? We're picking that up for Diana.
Diana loves Kiss.
Damn.
Little Demon, Star Child, Cat Kid, and Spacey, the Kiss Kids gang.
Spacey. Wow.
Oh, Jeebus.
Last Zombie, The End, number 5. The End. Last issue. Miss Fury, number 5. I'm a little behind on that.
Couple, yeah.
Get on it.
Richie Rich, number 7. They're making Richie Rich comics again?
Apparently.
Apparently they're up to number 7.
There's a call for it. Strawberry Shortcake Volume 2, number 6.
That's not one you would read, right? I would hope not.
Strawberry Shortcake?
Yeah.
Depends on the... Yeah, actually, I would not.
Cherry Jam needs a place to stay while her RV is being repaired.
They're old enough to drive RVs?
Apparently. Making some meth in the back as well? Oh, no, that's Breaking Bad. Sorry, my bad.
All right, and those of you that are interested in it, World of Archie, Double Digest 31. By the way, we're about a month and a half away from Archie in the Afterlife.
Can't wait for that.
Where I just saw a picture of Jughead coming out of the ground.
It's getting good.
Oh, God. All right, what else? That's your comics for this week. So run down to your local comic book store and show them the love.
So, what else is going on this week? Nothing much. I think that's about it.
Yeah, the end. Thanks for coming
on. Thanks for playing.
Good night, everybody.
So, August 22nd to the 25th. This little show, Fan Expo in Toronto. Lots to do and see. Celebrities there include Richard Dean Anderson, Dean Cain, David Hasselhoff, and Nathan Fillion. That is all. Check out Artist Alley as well, featuring friends of We Got the Geek. Christopher Yao is there. He is currently relaxing by the lake in anticipation of his busy weekend next weekend. So, hi, Chris. Alfonso from Studio Comics, Nerd Biscuit, Lara from Articon.
Not to mention that they're trying to break a record for most Daleks in one building.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you guys think that I would get tossed out for asking David Hasselhoff to sign a burger?
Maybe.
I don't think you'd be the first one to do it. That's the problem with that scenario. Oh,
I thought I was unique. What about Burger Phone?
Oh.
Katie's got one. I can get it.
That's awesome.
Is that mean?
Maybe.
Ever so slightly. I don't care. It's too. I'm just hassling the Hoff like as the rules are staying. I shouldn't.
Oh, he might be mad that it's not a real hamburger.
It's going to make a mess, though. You said.
Will you be getting your picture with Kit, the car?
Yes, actually. Well, I got a picture with the original Batmobile, so I might as well get it with Kit as well. Don't want to leave all the cars exclusive. They might get sad.
Are you going to dress as Michael Knight?
With this beard?
Leather jacket, jeans. He had sort of an afro-like haircut on that, didn't he?
He's got to be Hobo Superman. That
I do not have an afro unless I pile it up, but yeah.
Okay, if he goes as Hobo Superman, I'll be Aquaman and run in and go, Justice League. Hey, Clark, playing there with your thoughts?
I remember seeing that, but I don't remember from, but yeah.
How Man of Steel should have ended.
That's right.
Clark. Justice League.
I just want Don to be like Hobo Superman, like wrapped in a fishing net
with his shirt on fire. Just no, you know. That wasn't even shirt. That was him.
Yeah.
I gotta do some crunches.
Hobo Superman, let himself go.
I'll be Kevin Costner then, and I'll tell you, you should have killed the busload of kids.
You didn't.
Oh, can Jay follow behind you as Kevin Costner, just like in a burning car?
In a burning
car. Go ahead. Nope. Go ahead.
There's a tornado. We find somebody cosplaying as a tornado and then just walk around with you for a while.
Oh, jeez.
I got this.
Or you could go as Logan from the beginning of The Wolverine.
True.
Oh. You know what? I could probably pull that off better.
Carry a bear around with you?
A bear with a poison arrow in it.
Poison darted bear. And
piece of glass in your forehead.
Actually, that's a good idea. That's a very good idea, actually. I'm not going to lie. You stab somebody with a... You know what? You're making me angry. You stab through the hand.
So that's later on in the week. It's going to be fun, I think.
Also, Friday... just going back here now. My phone doesn't want to play nice. Friday, August 23rd, in theaters, The World's End. I'm dying to see this movie.
So am I.
It's going to be funny.
As I love Simon Pegg so much. Sunday, August 25th, after you get home from Fan Expo and you're going through all your swag, you can watch the new Breaking Bad. Jesse decides to make a change while Walter and Skyler try to deal with an unexpected demand.
Hmm.
God, I love this show. All right, and then don't forget Talking Bad is on after that. So you must watch that as well.
With my good friends that I don't know.
With the Nerdist?
The Nerdist channel. I call them my friends because I watch them all the time.
Did you watch... I know you watched the last week's episode of Breaking Bad. Did you watch last week's episode of Talking Bad?
No, I didn't.
Oh, get yourself a download of that.
Yay.
Vince Gilligan was on.
Okay.
Not giving anything away, as he does, but still an entertaining guest. And then it was Julie Bowen from Modern Family.
Okay.
On the couch with him. She is such an Uber fan. It was amazing to watch her try to get stuff out of Vince Gilligan. Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Okay.
Matt Moira and Jonah Ray are not on it.
Just Chris Hardwick.
Oh.
Well, it's like Talking Bad. They weren't on that either.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Talking Dead. Sorry.
Talking Bad.
And I really want them to have Talking Men after Mad Men now. All of my shows need a Chris Hardwick epilogue to go.
A please.
Talking New Girl.
All right. I'm good with that.
Talking Girl.
Oh, we should do a Talking Who, too.
Talking
Who. That'd be cool.
Even though it's not even on AMC, they should still, like, show it on Space or Sci-Fi or whatever channel it shows on. I've never even watched it live, quote unquote. But then AMC should just air a Talking Who.
Talking Who, please.
You're funny.
Don, you have Hollywood connections and your swagger. You can get that done, right?
I have a phone. I could probably call some peeps and see what we can
Hello,
do.
Hello, Hollywood.
Hello, Hollywood. This is Don. You know me. You know that one time I did that thing?
This is what we require.
You mean nothing? Yes.
All right, so that's it.
I think that's all we got, yep.
All right, well, thanks for listening to this week's Geek News. And I want to thank Don and Katie for sitting here with us tonight. It was pretty cool.
Yay!
Thank you. I tried to make it as pretty cool as possible.
All right, well, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.